Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Honoring friends and enemies. Saul and Jonathan, beloved and delightful in life, and in their deaths, they were not separated. They were swifter than eagles. They were mightier than lions. Daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet, with jewelry, who put gold jewelry on your apparel. How the mighty have fallen in the midst of the battle. Jonathan is slaughtered on your high places. I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan. You have been a close friend to me. Your love for me was more wonderful than the love of women. How the mighty have fallen, and the weapons of war have perished. David's lament, written in 2 Samuel chapter 1, verses 23 to 27. It's not surprising that David honored his friend Jonathan in song after his death, but it is surprising that Jonathan remained faithfully at his father's side, fulfilling his duties as a son and a prince of Israel, although he did not agree with his father's treatment of David. In Jonathan, we see the obedience to the fifth commandment, honor your father and mother, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. And it is also surprising that David says nothing bad about Saul in this song of lament, but only praises him for his valiant victories as Israel's king. In David, we see a true picture of forgiveness, where a forgiven transgression is a forgotten transgression, no longer held by David against his tormentor. Later in his life, David would write about the mind-blowing truth that God obliterates the record of our forgiven sins, never bringing them up again, Psalm chapter 103, verses 10 through 12. Is it any wonder that David and Jonathan became and remained such close friends? From the moment Jonathan first heard David speaking about his trust in God, they became one in spirit and forged a covenant friendship that lasted even beyond Jonathan's life. See 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. May we learn from these two God-fearing, faithful friends what it really means to honor others, whether we call them friends or whether others might call them enemies. You may also be interested in a blog post that I wrote called How to Pray When You've Been Stabbed in the Back. I've shared that link in the show notes. In my book, When Sheep Bite, I have a chapter called When the Sheep Slander You. In that chapter, I dive deeper into the lesson leaders can learn from how David treated Saul, both during his life and after his death. In the show notes, I've also shared a link to my book.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.